Okay, I am at 90 Robert Street at the home of Carmel and Merck.
Okay.
How do you pronounce your last name? Seal.
Seal.
Seal. I told you I'm on the history committee for Harvard Village Residents Association.
Yes.
And we are gathering information from people who have been here for hopefully at least 40 years and can talk to us about what it was like then and the changes and what it's like now.
Okay.
So I want to say thank you to both of you for agreeing to give me about an hour of your time.
That's fine.
Would you please just tell me, for both of you, when you moved into this house and how old you were? And this is 2012.
Okay, we were both 22? I think I was 23.
No, not when we moved in here.
No. Oh, that's right.
When we moved in here.
Oh, right. We moved in
here.
We
were about 26 or 27.
Okay. And what year was that?
That was 1952, September.
September 1952.
Yeah.
That's the year.
What made you decide to move here?
Well, I was born and brought up in 88 Robert Street and stayed there until I got married after the service. And this house here was for sale. I used to babysit Mrs. Sachs, who owned this here place before me. And her mother owned this house before her. So it's been a long time, and I wanted to be close to my parents. So the sale was good price, good enough for us anyway, so that's what we did. We got in close. Oops.
I'll turn it off for a minute.
Yeah.
We paused because your roofing man came in with some pretty upsetting news,
right.
But we got back to it. You were talking about that you, when you moved in here, but you in fact grew up next door and babysat
one of their children that were here. Yeah.
Right.
And then the woman passed away, the daughter who owned the house for her mother. And of course the boys grew up. The husband, widower, had no use for the house. So
he told your mother, I think, that he was going to sell.
Yes, so we bought the house.
We
bought the house from him.
Interested.
Yes. So we bought the house from him. This house even had gas light pipes. Can you imagine? Did yours have that there? Over there?
You know, I don't know. I've been living there for about 12 years.
Oh, you wouldn't know.
And I didn't grow up in Toronto.
No, you're from Montreal.
Yeah. So.
Anyway.
So it had, what kind of pipes did you say?
They had gas light.
Uh-huh.
They were maybe not even a quarter of an inch, real small pipes. She had electric lights in this house when we bought it.
Right.
But in doing repair, plastering, etc., then I found these pipes in the wall.
Oh, my God.
They're disconnected, naturally.
Right.
There's no more gas in the house anyway. But I thought it was quite unique, you know.
Very
with
special,
gas lights. Yeah, it was.
So you, because you lived next door, knew the people who had lived here.
Yeah.
And the generation, you knew the generation
before
that.
The mother. When I was a little kid, I remember the mother passed away.
And where was that family from? What were their origins? What country?
They were Jewish.
They were Jewish.
And they were, what type of Jewish?
Most usually from Eastern Europe, the ones who came here.
I can't remember. Mr. and Mrs. Sachs, they were both born here.
Uh-huh.
But her mother, who owned this house, I think Polish.
Yeah.
I think Polish.
Of,
yeah.
Well, let's just talk about that for a minute. When you moved in here, who was living here? Who made up the neighborhood?
Predominantly Jewish.
Uh-huh.
Predominantly.
Uh-huh.
We had Jewish neighbors here.
Yeah, we had Jewish neighbors all across the road, pretty
Jewish
well.
Jewish neighbors.
At one time, when we moved in Carmel, there were all Jewish neighbors here.
Mm-hmm.
And
there
used to
Italians
be
Italians here.
Yeah,
Mrs.
There, there was about,
Mrs.
Yeah,
Undero.
There was about 8, 10 Italian families on the street.
Right. Now, both of you are Italian.
Yeah, born here.
You were born here, and your parents?
Born here. Are Italian.
Our parents were born in Italy.
Yeah, they're first generation. Mm-hmm.
And what language did each of you speak when you were growing up at home?
Oh, Italian.
You did.
When I went to school, I couldn't even speak English.
So was in grade one that you learned English?
Yeah, I guess so. Grade one.
In grade one is when you learned
started
English.
To learn English.
Uh-huh. That's when.
Yeah. Did you speak Italian at home?
I spoke Italian because my mother didn't speak much English. Uh-huh. But she understood English pretty good. Yeah, Carl? Right.
Yes, but when we were home, we were not allowed to speak English in our home. We had to speak Italian.
Yeah.
My father always used to say, when you're in the house, you have to speak your own language. When you're out, I don't care what you speak.
Well, you know, that's a good idea because often parents will speak the language and the children will respond in English and they don't know it as well.
That's right.
So you really speak the language.
That's right.
You know, your father did what I think is a good,
idea. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sorry. I always tell people that, well, no, I can't even speak English.
No, you do all right.
So it was predominantly Jewish. You're Italian, or your parents came from Italy.
Yes.
And there were some other neighbors. Any other groups, or was that pretty much it at that time?
No, that was it.
No, I think that was it.
And then what happened through the years?
Through the years?
Changes in terms of immigration?
Well, I know that when I was a little kid going to Lansdowne School, the old Lansdowne School, I remember there was a great amount of immigrants that came into Toronto. And they were still young. They were Jewish, all Jewish kids, because they had their hair all shaved.
Oh, really?
I think they had to do that when they got off the boat, I think.
I don't. I guess maybe to...
For lice. You know,
yeah,
I think they'd done that for health reasons.
Uh-huh.
And I know our schools were packed. And then they grew up with me. I mean, they came to school. They were maybe 7, 8 years old, the ones I remember there. They learned English and they done well. There's a lot of big families here that were those people.
So they had lots of children,
yes,
those families?
Yes, yes. Well, not a lot, but they'll say 4 or 5.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Greenspans, I remember, down the street here. There were some prominent people.
Yeah.
Which is good. Good for us. It's good for everybody.
And so... You were the minority at that time.
Yes.
How did your families and their families get along? You
Perfect.
Anticipated my question.
Perfect.
Yeah, so you got along well.
Italian and Jews always get along.
Yeah.
Always. Uh-huh. Always, no matter where.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it changed. Jewish people started bettering their lives, you know, becoming more businessmen, making more money, and they moved north. And then Portuguese started to come in.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then it became mostly Portuguese. The neighborhood changed greatly because there used to be a whole bunch of houses down by the school there. School property now. There was maybe 20 more houses, at least 20, about 20 houses on Robert Street, south of Russell. And again, they were all, they were mostly Jewish too. But they're all, because I know from the school kids, you know, in classes with us, I knew where they lived because they were all together all the time. But again, then after that, it was Portuguese. And there was no Anglo-Saxons.
Really? So it was new immigrants?
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
Now, there might have been on parts of Wilcox, but in this part...
And those were bigger homes, I think. Some of them were bigger homes.
Yeah, they are. Some of them are real big. Right. Nice homes.
And then, as the Portuguese people moved in, was there still harmony? Did people get along?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
Whoever came, people got along.
Except then most of the Italians moved out, and... Then we started getting a business class of people.
Which it is now.
Yeah, which it is
now. So when would that, when do you think that began?
I'll bet you that's within the last 10 years.
So around 2000.
Yeah, I would say so. Wouldn't you, Carmel?
Oh, yeah. Well, Paula got married in 88, so...
No, it was after that.
It was after that.
Oh, yeah, it was after that. Yeah.
There's a lot of professional people in the area now.
A lot of professional.
Yeah,
and Anglo-Saxon. And no, not only Anglo-Saxon, but we have, Anglo-Saxon we never had before. But it's not as close harmony.
Okay, that's what I wanted.
Yeah,
so I was going to ask you how it seems to have, what changes occurred as the immigrants made more money, thought they had a better life and moved up north.
Well, that's right. And they bettered themselves and their families, which is the way it should be.
Well, some of us think we're better off right here.
No, you think of that after.
No. So what changes have you felt since the immigrants moved up north?
Yeah,
and it's become more business and more professional.
Right. Well, I think it was closer before because most of the professionals that are living here, there's no children left on the street here.
Uh-huh.
At one time, this street was humming with children.
Well, that's such a lovely picture.
Yeah, really, there was There's no kids here, is there?
But it's very quiet now.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when you sit on the porch in the evenings in the summertime and there's not a child playing out in the street. Whereas at one time when Paula was here, there were kids playing all over the place.
All over the schoolyards.
And they were playing ball. We'd always yell at them and say, please, go play in the schoolyard. You're going to break a window. That changed when they all moved away. Well...
And then the professionals here, they like their privacy, I guess.
So it's less of a community, I think you're saying.
Yeah.
And in terms of, you mentioned sitting on the front porch.
We do that in the summer all
the time. You do that. And do some of your neighbors, or a lot of your neighbors, or a few of your neighbors?
A few of the neighbors, not many.
Just a few, not very many.
No.
Not very many of them sit on the porch. But we do because we like it.
Ooh, why is that?
And a couple of people, Tony across the road and Arthur, maybe they sit outside.
Right.
Excuse me, this is flashing.